Stefanik, like Obama, GOP wants answers about Hunter Biden's Ukraine dealings. By Penny Starr on November 15, 2019. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, made it clear during a House impeachment hearing on Friday that the Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee would continue to investigate Hunter Biden's work with the Ukrainian oil company Burisma while his father Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, a lucrative post that only ended this year. The first time you personally became aware of Burisma was actually when you were being prepared by the Obama State Department for your Senate confirmation hearings, Stefanik said in her questioning of the witness, former U.S. Ambassador to the Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch, at the House Intelligence Committee hearing. And this was in the form of practice questions and answers, Stefanik said. This was your deposition, Stefanik said. And you testified that in this particular practice Q&A with the Obama State Department, it wasn't just generally about Burisma and corruption. It was specifically about Hunter Biden and Burisma, is that correct? Yes, it is, Yovanovitch said. And the exact quote from your testimony, Ambassador, is, quote, the way the question was phrased in this model Q&A was, what can you tell us about Hunter Biden's, you know, being named to the board of Burisma? Stefanik said. So for the millions of Americans watching, President Obama's own State Department was so concerned about potential conflicts of interest from Hunter Biden's role at Burisma that they raised it themselves while prepping this wonderful ambassador nominee before her confirmation. And yet our Democratic colleagues and the chairman of this committee cry foul when we dare ask that same question the Obama administration was so concerned about, Stefanik. But we will continue asking it. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.